The move is a follow-on to the Navy's 2009 decision to merge several disciplines, including cyber, intelligence, meteorology, oceanography, and electronic warfare, into a single large workforce cadre called Information Dominance Forces. Within the next few weeks, officials expect Chief of Naval Operations Jonathan Greener to sign off on an implementation plan to stand up a new command to build and organize that force. Deputy Chief of Naval Operations Vice Admiral Ted Branch, the Navy's Chief of Information Dominance, says they expect the new organization to reach initial operating capability by this October. It'll fall within the auspices of the existing Navy Cyber Forces organization at Joint Base Little Creek Fort Story in southeastern Virginia.
That means that resources will move from my staff, the N26 staff in the Pentagon, from the Office of Naval Intelligence, from the Commander of Naval Oceanography down in Bay St. Louis, and from Fleet Cybercom, that will move resources into that type commander, and that type commander will be responsible for the man, train, and equip of the Information Dominance Core and for, you know, moving forward information dominance in the Navy.
The Information Dominance Forces Command would be the ninth type command in the Navy and would have similar responsibilities to the others, but a broader reach. The others are all responsible for holding administrative control over specific categories of platforms like naval air assets, submarines, or surface ships.
You know, the platform TICOMs, it's pretty easy to figure out what they're dealing with because it either looks like a ship or a submarine or an airplane. This one will have the Information Dominance Core and the cyber activities, all that kind of man, train, and equip. But it'll also have the rest of the Navy, you know, the systems commands, the naval reactors, the medical, anybody that has a network, you know, will have a line to the Information Dominance TICOM. So that's a big job, and we'll continue down that path, and I'm sure we'll learn as we go, but it's the right thing to do as we move Information Dominance and make it a warfighting pillar.
Navy officials say the stand-up of the command will mean some other changes to the way the service organizes its current cyber workforce. Some of Navy Cyber Force's existing responsibilities for operating and defending Navy networks will transition to the service's 10th Fleet, the Navy component of U.S. Cyber Command. Navy Cyber Forces, meanwhile, will focus more exclusively on training and equipping the workforce. Branch says the new organization's relatively difficult task, though, will be to integrate the skills and expertise of what used to be five distinct career fields in the Navy, namely intelligence specialists, information warfare officers, information professionals, oceanographers, and the space cadre.
So we brought all that together in the Information Dominance Corps and said, okay, we used to be five tribes, now we're going to be one corps, and we're going to go forward and we're going to do information dominance and be able to practice information warfare or information dominance warfare. That's moving along. It's not cooked yet, I'll share with you, because people that grew up in those specialties are pretty jealous about what those specialties bring to the game, and they don't want to lose their identity. And I tell people all the time, we're not trying to homogenize the community, and we're not trying to diminish the depth of expertise in any of those specialties. What we are doing with the Information Dominance Corps is providing a broader experience, and we're doing some cross-detailing, and we're moving people around into different specialties to get that innovation and move from a multidisciplinary group of folks to an interdisciplinary core and have another set of lenses in the workplace looking at a particular problem with a different experience background and help us innovate and find answers to some of these far-reaching decisions that we're going to have to make and how we apply these new systems and technologies and techniques for information warfare in the future.
The Navy says its information dominance strategy, initiated when it first combined its top officer billets for intelligence and for communications into the job Branch currently holds, is based on the idea that it ought to be able to synthesize skill sets its sailors already hold in various communities across the service into a single warfighting capability. The eventual goal, Branch says, is to have information dominance leaders sitting at the same table, at the same level as other decision makers in, for example, a carrier strike group.
We will have arrived when we have our internal audience, the Information Dominance Corps, thinking of themselves as warfighters, and probably more importantly, when we have the rest of the guys that I used to be, the kind of the knuckle dragger, kinetic, trigger puller kind of guy, when those folks start thinking of the Information Dominance Corps as warfighters, we'll get there.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.